Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today we are going to revisit a video I did several years ago. I want to talk about stacking testosterone, trenbolone, and masteron. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment. Every interaction that you have with the channel is feeding the algorithm. It's going to pop me into feeds, recommended videos, and I need the views so that we can continue to grow. It is greatly, greatly appreciated, so thank you to everybody. All right, so this is the most popular cut stack in existence of all time. This is a go-to stack. You'll often see it marketed as like a rip blend or a cutting blend or stack on many sites that shouldn't be selling things anyway, but that's kind of how it's marketed. This is a contest prep dream stack that generally is recommended if you're going to go into any sort of competition. And this is generally the stack that most people tend to lean towards before contest or during prep. This is one of those stacks that is hard to miss on. It's not one that I love because I'm not a fan of trend any longer and I don't see the need or necessity to run it, but I'm also a realist and I also understand from using it multiple times and from seeing and coaching on it for damn near 10 years now that you're always going to have intrigue there. You're always going to have people using it and wanting to use it. I have fouled and frowned upon it because of all of the negatives that not only I've experienced with it, but that I've had to deal with so many different clients that come to me and what I've seen people go through and what I understand is going to be longer term damage with it. The more I've understood it, the more I've studied it, and the more I've gotten into it over the years. So while I am not a fan of it and I don't recommend it, which I don't recommend steroid use in general, but I cover it and teach it, I also understand. All right, I don't live under a rock or in fucking fantasy land. So let's talk about how to run the cycle. Ideally, and you can do long ester or short ester. That is completely, entirely up to you. It's in my view, I prefer the shorter cycles. I don't like the pinning frequency. I hate to pin, but you can run the short ester cycle 6 to 8 weeks, probably for most eight. You could run it as long as you want, but it's nice to be able to get what you get in, get out. Get yourself recovered and be able to move forward. So we're going to take tespropionate, masteron propionate, and tranacetate. And if you're new to this, new to steroids, whatever, there's short esters and there's long esters. I'm talking about the shorter estered compounds now that are going to have much shorter half-lives, more frequent dosing, less duration needed to run the cycle. And I've covered half-lives before, so if you want a full breakdown and understanding of those, I would encourage you to watch my video discussing half-lives and explaining them to you, because it's something that you definitely should and need to know. So, dosing-wise, I have always made it very clear that I am a big fan of keeping my test and tren or deco, your 19 NOR steroids, the same, equal doses, or very, very close together. Look, everybody's different. I've seen plenty of people say you got to do higher test and lower trend, and I've seen plenty of people say you got to do higher trend and lower test. What I find is that, like I've taught several times, everything is trial and error. I have found the least amount of issues amongst people when keeping the doses close together and very similar. I see a lot of people that run into problems doing one higher than the other, especially the ones that one of the things I will commonly see is either 500 test or 500 tren and 200 of the other, vice versa. And I just see tons of issues that come up with that. I've also seen some people that do tremendous with it. But when it's like 50-50 or so, when we're looking at 80-20 or something, I go, okay, I give that some merit. It makes sense. But when you're that far off, and it's like 50-50, it's like, okay, this definitely is not something I would tend to recommend. You test the waters, you figure out what's best for you. That's kind of how it works. My recommendation, if I was coaching you, I would say 300 350 milligrams per week of test and tren, and mast in that 500 to 600 range. You can get great results on mast at 400, don't get me wrong, but I found it to be most effective in still keeping the side effects, you know, on the lower end at the 500 to 600 range. Understand though that mast is sneaky with the aggression, and you're already going to be likely getting it from tren. So that's another thing to be aware of. DHTs can cause some aggression. Mast seems to a little bit more than others do. And once again, that's different for everybody. Not everybody has aggressiveness even in them, but just understand it could make you a little bit more impatient, a little bit more aggressive. Somebody cuts you off, you might get a little bit more pissy, a little bit more prickly. I can't predict that for you, but just understand it's definitely possible. So let's take the longer estered versions. We're going to go 12 weeks on those instead of 8 to 10. And look, if you're doing shorter esters, what I would say is 75 to 100 milligrams every other day of test and tren, and 150 to 200 milligrams every other day of mast. 200 is on the higher end, and that would be for a more advanced user, and that's going to put you over in the 700 range per week. 150 is probably a good one every other day. 200, it's a lot, and it's not necessary, but I've seen it done plenty of times. So with the shorter esters, you're looking at twice a week pinning as opposed to every other day. 300 to 350 milligrams I prefer test cypionate. You could go test enanthate. You could go sustanon. And then tren enanthate. You could run tren hex. It's completely unnecessary, but you could if you feel the need. I really, really, really don't like going over 400 milligrams of tren, and I'd like to keep it lower than that. I can guarantee you will see a ton of results, even on that type of a dose. I can assure you with 1,000,000% certainty, and if you're not, there's probably something wrong with your gear, your diet, and or your training. And then master on 400 to 500 milligrams a week, 600 tops. I like 500 to 600 myself. I always give that 400 to 600 range because you certainly can get the results at 400. But I prefer Masteron a little bit higher. I've grown, though, to realize, and I've always preached, more is not always better. Masteron's one that I've seen with Equipoise and Primo that you could actually run them a little lower than I've recommended in the past and still get tremendous results. Remember, if you're on TRT, after this stack, go right back down to TRT. If you're not, you're going to need PCT. Now, what do we need on cycle to protect ourselves? There's estrogen conversion there with test, obviously. I can't tell you what you're going to need for an aromatase inhibitor in terms of dosing. I always prefer Aromasin myself. You know your body better than I. You determine that through trial and error and through blood work. Understand, though, that trend can cause a false reading on your estrogen, so it can make it look a lot higher than it is. I'll never forget that one time I ran trend and my estrogen was like 200 and something, and I was like, what? What? You know, like, even though I knew, and it took me a second, so don't panic. Just understand that. So it's hard to dial in. You should not be running trend as a first, second, or third cycle, so you should already know how estrogen prone you may or may not be. Prolactin is another possibility with tren. At 300 milligrams per week, you needing something like Dostinex or Promi, and Dostinex is Caber if you're newer. I would say it's a lot lower. I would always have it on hand. Vitamin B6 is good for prolactin control. If you are going to use Dostinex, I would say 0.25 milligrams every 3 days would be more than enough. Most people tend to not really lean to Promi because it can be very, very rough on the nausea and the side effects. I've covered it as well in videos. Those are the two main things. Now, I also have a video on using GW501516 with tren. That is not only to offset the cardiovascular issues that tren causes, but also for the cholesterol and blood pressure issues that you'll see with tren. And it is phenomenal. I really, really, really don't recommend using tren without GW involved. I would also recommend taking support supplements geared towards cholesterol and blood pressure. CoQ10 would be one. And there's several for cholesterol you could look at. Niacin, red yeast, rice are a couple that you could look at. Ginger root, garlic extracts. These are all helpful when it comes to cholesterol. Resveratrol, these are all good options and things that you should look at. So keep all of that in mind. Remember, full PCT unless you're on TRT, drop down to the TRT dose. Use these wisely, especially something like Tren. Think about it. Don't use it if you're not experienced. Don't use it on a first cycle. And don't use steroids too young. Just be smart, be wise, ask questions. And if something doesn't sound right to you, chances are it's not. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli, signing off.